AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The ceasefire between Israel and Iran has held for 2 days, and President Trump says,
"We think it's over. I don't think they're going to be going back at each other."
And he says U.S. and Iranian officials will hold talks next week.
"The only thing we'd be asking for is what we were asking for before about we want no nuclear, but we destroyed the nuclear."
But U.N. nuclear watchdog Rafael Grossi says,
"I had received a letter from the Iranian foreign minister saying that they had taken protective measures already."
And on the possibility of Iran reconstructing its nuclear facilities,
"It's not impossible. There has been some that survived the attacks. And then this is work that Iran knows how to do."
NATO leaders wrapped up their summit with an agreement to hike their defense spending to 5% of GDP, something President Trump's been pushing for, and they restated their ironclad commitment to come to each other's aid if attacked. In Tennessee, a judge has ruled Kilmer Abrego Garcia will remain in jail while attorneys debate whether he'll be deported if released. Ed Donahue explains.
Abrego Garcia is the Salvadoran national whose mistaken deportation became a flashpoint in the fight over President Trump's immigration policies. He was returned to the U.S. earlier this month to face 2 counts of human smuggling. A judge ruled Abrego Garcia had a right to be released, but his lawyers were worried ICE would immediately detain and deport him.
"It's been 106 days since he was abducted by the Trump administration."
Abrego Garcia's wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura, also pointed out this is all happening on the day they were married.
"In honor of Kilmer and our wedding anniversary, I will celebrate our fight and the fight for all those who stood with us and refused to give up."
Abrego Garcia's lawyers say the human smuggling charges are an attempt to justify his mistaken deportation to a notorious prison in El Salvador. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A Houston boy working to ease the stress of shelter animals with music. Lisa Dwyer has a story.
UV Argawal says
it helps calm them down and boost their overall mental health. It also helps them rebuild their bridges with humans.
With help from his parents, Agarwal founded the nonprofit Wild Tunes in 2023 and has recruited about 100 musicians to play at animal shelters around the country. A few stalls down from where Agarwal was playing, volunteer Sarah McDonner played her flute for Max, a 1-year-old stray boxer that tilts his head when she hits the high notes. McDonner says the music
gives them something to look forward to, something that is different throughout their day.
And
makes them more adoptable in the long run.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.